Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Peter Ill. The New Testament reading for today is from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 22. And you, who were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the flesh and the mind, and were, by nature, children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Therefore, remember that at one time, you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands. Remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you, who once were far off, have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in or ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. What is now isn't the way it always was. In the past, in unbelief, you were dead in sin. You were alienated from God. You were foreigners and strangers, and God was your enemy. But it isn't that way anymore. Something has changed. Thanks be to God. And this is what has changed. The Lord Jesus Christ loved you so much that he came into the flesh, offering himself, giving himself into death. The wrath of God was poured out on him, and by grace you were saved. You didn't have anything to do with it. Your works, your intentions, your hopes, your dreams, your abilities, none of those mattered. What matters is this: the precious blood of Jesus Christ poured out on the cross for you for your forgiveness. And now you are no longer dead. You are no longer enemies of God. You are no longer cut off or separated from the God of all things. No, now you are alive. Now you are being built up into the living body of Christ in his church. Now the Holy Spirit lives in you. Now you do those works that God has prepared beforehand for you to do. You don't do these things to prove anything or to show anything. You do these things because everything has changed. You are an heir of God, a child of God by His grace, loved by your Father, having received the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. You are no longer a foreigner or a stranger or an enemy or a dead person, but you are alive in Christ. As somebody who is alive in Christ, who is saved by faith, you call upon Him in prayer and praise. You look to Him for every good, and you rejoice that all your sins are forgiven by the very grace of God, which is new for you each and every day. Rejoice in this salvation as a beloved child of God, someone who no longer fears the wrath of God, but looks forward to His love and His peace at all times. Amen. Let us pray. God the Father Almighty, maker of all things, you looked on the affliction of your barren servant Hannah, and did not forget her, but answered her prayers with the gift of a son. So hear our supplications and petitions, and fill our emptiness, granting us to trust in your provision, so that we, like Hannah, might render unto you all thankfulness and praise, and delight in the miraculous birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.